The Vice President of the Canadian Global Affairs Institute expects the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement to be ratified by all three countries by late spring or early summer. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Earlier this week, with the support of the Democratic Caucus in the U.S. House of Representatives, an agreement was reached which will move forward U.S. ratification of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The modified USMCA is expected to be approved by the House by year's end, before moving on to the Senate, where it will be dealt with in January-February, and then on to the President. Colin Robertson, the Vice President and a Fellow of the Canadian Global Affairs Institute, acknowledges because there have been several changes to the agreement, the amended deal will still need to be approved by the governments in all three countries.
In Mexico, they had ratified and the President had signed off on the legislation earlier this year. But because this results in significant change to that which the Mexicans have passed, they too will have to pass amendments to the legislation they passed earlier this year. In the case of Canada, we had introduced legislation based on the original NAFTA in June, but because we have a new parliament, we were going to have to reintroduce the legislation in any event, and now the legislation that will be introduced likely the end of January, early February, and will be considered in our minority parliament. My sense is that it will pass pretty quickly in the Canadian Parliament because almost all the premiers are on side with this, and I think there'll be enough conservatives who will see this being advantageous. I'm not sure where the Greens will be or where the NDP likely vote against, as they usually do against trade agreements, and the Bloc, I'm not sure where they'll be.
Robertson anticipates the agreement will be ratified in all three countries by early spring to early summer, at which point it will replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, which remains in effect. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.